Brother Marty just said, great to be with you again. We were blessed this weekend to be with Shoal Creek Church for what used to be called the Union Meeting. I think now we just call it Spring Meeting, which is for all of the churches. And for those, I don't want to just be negative, but you missed a good one. We witnessed the baptizing. The first one we've witnessed in quite a while in our churches. And then we've got another one coming up, which is a great thing. One of the elders said something that I'd never heard before. And he took the word wonderful, or any word ending in F-U-L, which means full. So as you read in the future, when you find a word with F-U-L at the end, turn it around and say, full of wonder. And that was so beautifully, he went on and did several words that way, and it was just a beautiful thing. You know, we pray that God will give us something that we can take away from a service, take with us, and that we can use down the road. And that one will stick with me for a long time, I think, and I pray it will. Going to just read a little scripture in Luke chapter 11. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive every one that is indebted to us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not, the door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto thee, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because of his impurity he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. That's a great promise, isn't it? For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and in him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? Or he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Let's go to God and ask him for his Holy Spirit. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come to thee again on this day, we thank thee for that we've been able to see over this weekend, the beauty of baptism, the beauty of one of yours following you in precepts and examples, and coming home to the church and asking for baptism. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for thy Spirit that was so relevant, so prevailing, as we stood there by the water and saw the man go into the liquid grave and saw him rise out of that grave and saw the excitement in his face. A man that appears to maybe be called to stand and preach the truth. And that he did speak on Saturday afternoon and spoke the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. Lord, we thank you for this. We thank you for that you have let us see. Lord, we just pray that here at Union that we would all continue to pray in the manner that God has taught us, asking and thanking daily for our daily bread, thanking you, Lord, for the clothes that we're able to wear, thanking you for the comfortable houses to house our home in. And Lord, we thank you for the house here at Union that houses us as we come in and out. And Lord, may we always recognize what the church is, in that it is the congregation, not the building, but the congregation. Oh Lord, we pray for those that are sick and afflicted, though it is our duty and our privilege to pray for. We pray thy richest blessings upon each person sitting in this building this day. Draw feeling to them, Lord, and let them know that you are near and you can be reached through prayer. Forgive us for our sin and accept of our thanks. And when it comes an hour, lie down in death, we pray, Lord, receive us unto thee in the beautiful place that we sang about this morning. And forgive us for our sins again. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.